Penguin Random House Audio presents The Guardians by John Grisham. Read for you by Michael Beck. To James McCluskey, The Exonerator. Chapter 1. Duke Russell is not guilty of the unspeakable crimes for which he was convicted. Nonetheless, he is scheduled to be executed for them in 1 hour and 44 minutes. As always during these dreadful nights, the clock seems to tick faster as the final hour approaches. I've suffered through two of these countdowns in other states. One went full cycle, and my man uttered his final words. The other was waved off in a miracle finish. Tick away. It's not going to happen. Not tonight, anyway. The folks who run Alabama may one day succeed in serving Duke his last meal before sticking a needle in his arm, but not tonight. He's been on death row for only 9 years. The average in this state is 15. 20 is not unusual. There is an appeal bouncing around somewhere in the 11th Circuit in Atlanta, and when it lands on the desk of the right law clerk, within the hour, this execution will be stayed. Duke will return to the horrors of solitary confinement and live to die another day. He's been my client for the past 4 years. His team includes a mammoth firm in Chicago, which has committed thousands of pro bono hours, and an anti-death penalty group out of Birmingham that is spread pretty thin. 4 years ago, when I became convinced he was innocent,